We got another special episode for y'all. 61, 60 fun, as I like to call it. And you're probably wondering why. It's because we have one young, loose asshole with us. I think this is like fifth time on the show. How's it going, Louis?
What's going on, fellas? This is actually my second time.
Oh, shit.
It's been a long while, bro. It's been like 8 months.
I forget
Been
we've
that
been doing
long?
it that long.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time. As much as we talk about you, I feel like you've been on about five, six times.
You know what, guys? Every time y'all mention me, I smile in my car. I'm like, I don't have no tint on my windows, so like everybody sees me cheesing. Like, look at this motherfucker. He's just smiling for no reason.
Driving in a fishbowl.
Driving in like I'm driving under the speed limit every morning to work. Like, I don't even fucking care.
Between you and Charles, I mean, I feel like y'all on every week, so.
This
Well,
is true.
appreciate the mentions, guys. It's I like it. It makes me feel good.
I'm going to get mentioned in your streams.
My streams aren't that popular these days.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
What'd you
We
stream
can always use
last week?
descriptions.
Yeah, I streamed last week for like the first time in a while. There was one time that I had like 15 people watching my stream, and I was like, "Oh, I'm famous. I made it." And then I streamed again, and it was like two, and it was my friends.
What were you playing?
Don't even remember. Probably Warzone.
The COD God,
The God
aka.
God. Well, real quick, cheers.
It is a boozy episode.
It is a
Oh,
boozy
yeah,
episode.
for sure.
Can I ask a real quick question? How long have y'all been boozing?
What time is it?
I think I started drinking at like 3. I went to my father-in-law's house because he was cooking out.
Nice.
But
I started about 7:30.
I feel like alcohol. Sorry at this point. I'm not drinking at
It's
all,
Saturday.
so
It'll be all
it's
right.
all right.
That's fine.
It's all right.
Breaking news from Greg. The one tile out of our four tiles will not be taking part. So we have somebody to fact check all the wild things we say in this episode because I get the feeling this may go sideways in a hurry.
Back.
We're fine. We're not drunk,
Well,
man. We're just drinking.
who's not drunk?
Region.
Is that a tall boy, James?
I got three of them. I already
That's
finished
it?
one, so. What you mean that's it?
Three tall boys?
And I got the wine over here. I got the sake. What else do I have over here? Oh, I have some vodka.
Empty.
So
I need you to take a shot every 10 minutes of
I will
different.
not be doing that.
I think we need to stick to that rule. James, whenever what kind of wine you be drinking?
So my aunt gave me this wine after Christmas. So she has a friend that has a winery up in Idaloo or something like that. They're making a distillery, or is it a distillery? A vineyard, sorry, in Lubbock now. And I was like, yeah, I drink wine here and there. And she gave me this red wine, but it's one of those the bitter red wines.
Is it a Merlot or a Cab?
I'm trying to see right now. Tempranillo, Nillo.
Oh,
So
I get it.
I guess kind of like a, I guess it's kind of like a Merlot kind of on that vein. I'm not too sure, but that shit hit.
Sounds
I
like
drink a little
MG
bit. I'm just like,
2020.
bro, that should be hitting. I drink a little bit. I'm just like, all right.
Don't lie, you just drinking Boone's Farm.
Nah, it's wine. I will grab the bottle, but I don't want to get up. But yeah, I had that. And then the sake, of course, gotta have that all the time. So,
Louis, what are you
but
drinking?
you know what I'm drinking, bro? Coors Light.
cruise lag.
Coors Light in the Frost Buddy right here.
You would think Louis is a white man, but let me tell
What?
you, Mexican as fuck. I mean, the man's got a Zen pouch in, drinking Coors Light, as he likes to say. He's the whitest guy I know.
Hold on, bro. Like,
Speaking of Zen pouches, real quick. No, hold on. Last week, bro, we were playing fucking Dead by Daylight, and he ran out of Zens. Tell me why after he ran out, this man was fiending the rest of the time we were playing for Zen, bro. Damn, I wish I had some more Zens. Damn, we're about Zens. I was like, God damn, bro, chill out.
I was out trying to what is it called? DoorDash some Zins, but they don't deliver out here, bro. I'm all sad. I mean, I'll pay $20 for a fucking six pack of Zins right now, dude. Come on, but they don't deliver out here. I was sad, but I'm all right, bro. I got four left.
Greg, you're
Why don't
not.
they deliver?
What'd you have for dinner?
Leftover spaghetti.
Hmm.
I wish I could like an slurp that shit, boy.
Do you have garlic bread?
Nah. I like garlic bread, but normally if I have pasta, I skip the bread.
Oh, damn, that's kind of blasphemous. So I think you're a pasta connoisseur, Greg.
Do you have a preference on spaghetti? Like, does it? And
let me say in advance, pause. But does it have to have meat in it? Or if you had spaghetti without meat, would you be okay?
Nah, I need all that meat. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, are you a ground beef or sausage guy?
I use sausage.
Oh my god,
sexy.
I never done that. That sounds kind of interesting.
The Italian sausage, it's weird to me.
I used to use half and half, but then I got tired of half in the meats and putting them in the freezer.
He just puts a whole weenie in that bitch, bro. He's just like, he's slurping that shit, dude.
You know, me and James are half and half.
There you go.
Hey, yo.
What do you mean by that?
There you go. Putting it out there, you know. The best of two worlds.
There you go. We had a question sent to us real quick, and it's part of what we drinking. So, Jessica asks, "What's our favorite song to drink to?"
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's a great question. Do you have an answer? Because if so, share. I'm gonna have to just. I know it's a Spanish song that I'm thinking of, but I just don't know which one.
So it just depends where I'm at. So if I'm fucked up, go ahead and throw on some Firme, and I'm riding, bro. But if I'm just like getting to that point, probably some cumbias, like what is their name? Los Angeles Azules, something like that. Just to get my vibe up, and then as soon as I'm there, yeah, go ahead and put on the Firme so I can feel it and I can hurt.
I think I'm past the point in my life where I like to be sad when I'm drinking. I think I like to be up. So you put on like some Un Verano Sin Ti, you know, get some Bad Bunny playing. I think I'm a pretty chill guy, like the meme.
So like on Fridays when I leave work and I'm on my way home, I put on my Corridos Tumbados playlist, bro. Por pinche nata and Peso Pluma. I'm like, oh yeah, about to disrespect my liver, bro. Let's go.
And you would think he's about to open some soul or some Modelos. Nah, Kurz Light,
and Yellow Belly. Some Zen.
I don't know. No, I don't fuck with Yellow Bellies. Kurz Light, I want the mountains blue as fuck.
And what was yours, Greg?
I don't know, dude. I like Going Bad. Drake, Meek Mill.
Mm.
Ooh, classic.
Very.
Can't beat it.
Or if trying to, I might listen to Desvelado.
Hell yeah, good song.
Is that Bobby Pulido?
Yes, yes sir.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with the Fuerza Regida version, bro. That shit was ass.
Oh, I didn't know they redid it.
I didn't know that was another version, bro.
I might have to check
that. One and
I'm sure they covered it.
Damn, hey Greg, when I'm trying to listen to Spooky Black, bro.
Damn.
Is that the white boy with a do-rag? That's
another banger.
Yeah.
He goes by Corbin now.
Yeah.
Corbin?
He's always gone by Corbin.
For and Lewis, what's his song though? Because we said group, so what is his song?
So Un Verano Sin Ti, let me see. Put me on the spot here. Let me
While you do that, mine would probably be by Firme El Toxico or Superame.
Mine is Visa Rap and Nathanael Cano and Tienontándome entre las 20. Bro, that's fire, bro. God, dude, I just want to be like,
I don't know what the I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's Tarot, T-A-R-O-T. Tarot? I don't know what.
Tarot?
That song on that album.
I think it's Tarot, bro.
For, I just saw another one because I was looking up Bad Bunny on Spotify. Is it Dashiki or Dakiri? That's another bad one too.
Dashiki. Yes, not
Dashiki. Doggy style.
Yeah, but I fuck with Bad Bunny heavy whenever I'm drinking.
This puts me
in the mood. Hell yeah. I don't blame you.
Can I let me ask a question real quick, bro? Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
All right. So when I mean you know, like when you get a little sick or something, right? You get like, yeah, you know, like if your grandma's there and she's like, oh yeah, you're sick, you have a fever, she's gonna rub an egg on you and all that shit, right? Have you ever done or have you ever had a Mexican curada done upon you?
Is that the egg?
Yeah, the egg. But there's also other ones. I've had the one where like my stomach hurts, and my grandma puts me on my stomach, and then she rubs like lotion on my back, and then she pulls my skin until that shit pops, and it's fucking painful, bro. That shit fucking hurts. But guess what? The stomach ache goes away.
Because you're focused on the other pain.
I don't know, bro. Like, you know, 45 minutes later when the my skin isn't red anymore, it's just like, damn, I don't hurt anymore.
So I've had the egg. So this is not my grandma, but my great-grandma, because my great-grandma was like straight just Mexico, just Mexican. And her friend, like when I was sick, I think I had like the flu or something. And my mom was already taking me to the doctors and stuff and everything, but shit wasn't like working. So my mom was at work. She brings over her friend. They put me on the dinner table. They put like a towel on my head. They get the egg and they start rubbing me. And then they start doing some other shit. I'm a little kid, so I don't remember everything. I just remember the egg for sure. And then they put me into the bath or whatever. They put me to bed. And then another time, the same thing that you said about your stomach aching, did the same shit, put me on my back and did all that, and then pulled my skin. And I was like, how is this supposed to help my stomach? And I don't know. Like, give me an hour or so, shit was gone. So I don't know, some Mexican shit, bro.
Works, bro.
I had the egg. Fucking
prayer also works.
I thought we were about to have breakfast. I said, what are we getting eggs out for? Y'all finna feed me? And they rubbing it on me, saying, you know, the words that go along with it. And then they crack it in the glass and they read your yolk. Like, oh yeah, you see this here? That means he's gonna have high blood pressure. I'm like, what?
Excuse me?
I'm fucking 10. What do you mean? And I don't know if it's Mexican, but I don't know if it even applies to the same conversation, but the hanger on the head for a headache, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah. I don't know if that's Mexican, but you get like a plastic hanger and put that shit on your head. Now, I don't know how many hangers can fit this fucking dome piece that I have now, but back in the day, yeah, I have a headache. And then before I knew it, there was a hanger on my head. And I said, this shit hurts.
How would they hang it on your head though?
No. Like, so they turn it sideways and then spread it open and then clamp it on your head.
But yeah, is it plastic or a metal one?
It's a plastic one.
Okay, then I don't know, bro. The plastic ones would snap on my shit, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a child, it barely fit. Now if I tried it, yeah, there'd be shrapnel everywhere.
Yeah, I never understood that either, because my mom did that to me one time too, and I was just like, what the fuck is this supposed to do?
This hurts. Can I prove it? I'll take a headache. Keep the
isn't it crazy though? Like the egg looks all fucked up, dude. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
That shit always tripped me out when they cracked the shit. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this egg, bro?
Yeah, it sounds like there's a red egg in there. I said, nah, man. See, that person's real sick.
They fucked up.
You get them to a hospital real fast.
What if it was one of those eggs that was already like incubated and the fucking chick comes out all bloody and shit? Like,
there's a chicken.
Away from demonio. Kill him.
Kill him. Burn him at the stake. What about you, Greg?
Yeah, no, I had the egg thing done, and the back thing for the stomach problems, fuck, I hated that shit, bro. That shit hurt so bad.
But it worked, right? Painful, but bro.
I don't remember anything else, though. I think that's about it.
Did y'all catch asshole as kids? I mean, obviously, we probably all did, but what was your parents' weapon of choice whenever you caught ass whoopings?
Just a belt.
Damn.
So, like, I have my great-grandparents, my grandma, and then my mom. So, my great-grandparents, they old school, so they would just beat the hell out of me with a belt. My mom would just, like, use her hand, and then my grandma, she would use her chancla, but it was mostly the belt because I was mostly with my great-grandparents most of the time, so they would just whoop my ass because I was a badass kid.
I believe it.
I can see it.
I never got the belt, to be honest.
Never?
No, never. I never got the belt. Mine was always my dad's fucking hard-ass, calloused hand that fucking hurt. Bro, he fucking hit me. He wouldn't even hit me on the butt, bro. He hit me in the back, like, ah, like coughing. Ah. It was either that when I would get hit by my dad, it was his hand. But my mom, the fucking wire end of the fly swatter. It was the wire part.
Fish.
That's tough.
But I think I turned out okay.
Yes. That was on my part now.
That's what been working.
It did. Shout out to my
mom.
They
used to put a belt, a stick, and a wrench on the table and told me to pick.
A wrench?
And I picked the wrench.
Where are you getting hit at with the wrench?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I used to get beat with a fucking belt or my dad's hand. I got beat every day in first grade because I got written up every day in first grade.
Damn, then, but you're a good kid.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to in my story. At the end of the year rolls around, my dad finally goes to the school and talks to my teacher, and he's like, hey, what was the issue? Why was he getting written up every day? And she was just like, well, he was finishing his work and just talking to everybody and distracting people. And so my dad got on her ass, bro, yelled at her, fucking made her cry. Like, I've been with my son's ass all year because you couldn't keep him busy enough because he's too smart for your shit.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy. That's
real.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still got beat every day all year, so it didn't fucking matter.
When I would get, like, swats at school, like, I'm already getting, like, the belt and shit at home. So they were like, oh, we're going to give you, like, 3 swats. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like,
this ain't nothing to me.
Yeah, that ain't shit to me, bro. Like, hit me. Because I know once y'all do this to me, they're going to be pissed because y'all didn't make me cry. So when I get home, that shit's going to be up for me. I'm going to get fucked up. So it's whatever.
James gets whipped. He turns around and smiles like, that's
I don't know. I did that exactly one time. It was my second grade. And buddy like hit me, and I looked at him and said, and I smiled. He's like, "Oh, you think it's funny?" I was like, "No, I'm not trying to laugh." But they gave me 3 more, and they called my mom, and he's like, "Tell her what happened." And I was like, "Yeah, I was acting up in class, and it was instigating stuff." And they gave me swats. No, tell them what you did. I was like, "Oh, he hit me," and I smiled.
So he hit me, and I liked it.
So she said, wait till you get home and I'll give you something to smile about. Yeah, when I got home, she made me cry. So
that shit was so scary, bro. Every time I talked to my mom and she said, wait till we get home, I said, fuck. Oh my God.
Stressed.
Yes, bro, because I'm like, what does that even mean? Wait till you get home. What, you gonna kill me? Like, what? You gonna string me up on my toes? My mom didn't have a particular weapon of choice. It was just kind of whatever was in reach. I've gotten my ass whooped with chanclas. I've caught a back scratcher. There was one time I got an extension cord, but she realized she fucked us up, so she stopped. Stopped picking up that one.
I gotta retire this bitch.
I got the fly swatter. And listen, like Lewis said, maybe I'm a better person for it. But in the moment, I was like, or I did one time. We had a house phone, right? Flashback. I called the police, and I called 911, and I said, I'm gonna call the cops. She said, call them. What are they gonna do? They said, they're gonna take you away. And I said, as it's ringing, I said, what? They're gonna do what? They're gonna take you away. I said, I'm not gonna live here no more. She said, no, tell them. And I just hung up. Bro, they called back, and it was a whole thing.
Oh no.
But yeah, I've been dramatic since I was a child, apparently.
That's scary.
Shit.
Yeah, I probably called the cops once when I was little and they came through too.
Oh, wait, they showed up?
Oops. Yeah, they came to my grandpa's house when I was little. I was like under 5.
Oh, shit.
Then they made me go outside and they told me I can't be calling the cops.
Do you like that little boy? I like to do bad things.
Like, that was special for my friend.
That's the last time I called the cops, though. Fuck hey. Me.
Speaking of cops, so this is like me and my cousin Lance, and you know how he is. So we're at Isaiah's and we're playing basketball, and our other cousin's sitting on the tailgate. Like, so you know Isaiah's house, that driveway right there, and you can still see the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the tailgate right there, my cousin's sitting there, and the cop's rolling by, and he's at the stop sign, and this dumbass turns around and flips off the cop and says, fuck you, whatever. And I'm like, okay. And buddy pulls up. He's like, I was like, what's up? What was that about? He's like, what? Why'd you flip me off? Oh no, I'll flip her off. And he looks, she's like, oh, okay, and dipped out. I'm like, bro, you're a fucking idiot, dude. Like, what is your problem?
Mind you, This is Earth, Texas. I've been there a handful of times. I've never even seen a fucking police department. So these cops are based out of their homes or like their garage.
Do we have a police station?
Do you?
Oh, we used to.
Got defunded.
I don't know what the fuck.
That was just ran by the sheriff's department. That's how it is, yeah, man. All these small ass towns, they just get overseen by the sheriff's department. But fuck them too.
Yeah, but when I was still there, we had like four or five Earth cops or whatever.
Just because all y'all was bad as hell.
Yeah, we were bad. So
we need police just for these boys, the brown kids in the neighborhood.
The brown kids is crazy.
Well, it was.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
How many brown kids were on Earth?
A shit ton. Besides my friends, there's at least, I think it was more Mexican than white
in Earth. The school was only like 30 kids.
I didn't say they all went to school, bro.
28.
Didn't say they all went to school.
Just a gang of badass brown kids terrorizing a small town.
And then, you know, how many is it? Like five black people. And they're all my family, so.
All mixed, too.
All mixed, except for like our grandparents.
So there's 10 of y'all.
Mm-hmm. 10 of us. Yeah, if you want to throw it that way, yeah.
Depends on which team you want to play for.
Yeah.
So I heard this. I'm stealing this, right? Because good podcasters, teachers, employees, whatever you want to call them, we steal. So what's something that the other gender has or gets to do that makes you jealous?
Let me go first. Okay. I would love to pee sitting down without it being weird.
I mean, you...
No, bro. Okay, say you go to the restroom and there's somebody happens to walk in, right? They see your shoes and you're in the stall and all they hear is pfft. And you get up and you don't wipe and you walk out and they just look at you weird.
You got mud butt. It's fine.
You gotta go home. You gotta take care of
shit. He didn't wipe, though.
Yeah, you don't wipe. You just pissed while you're sitting down. They see your shoes. Well, you see your pants by your ankles, and you get up, and you just walk out, and you wash your hands, and you make that awkward fucking eye contact, and you just walk out.
What if it was a false alarm?
Solution, just act like you white, bro. Just grab some toilet paper.
That's a waste. That's a waste.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Like, that's waste. Nah.
I wipe, and I start bleeding. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
I just say actually white, bro. Just act like you're doing the motion and go about your day, bro.
They can hear, bro. They can hear right? You got to, bro.
I'm gonna steal the answer too, just because I thought it was funny. Somebody called in and said, you know, studs.
Nah.
Studs can change the loadout whenever they need to.
I know exactly what fucking thing you stole.
That
video. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
You're with a girl, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's you open up the briefcase and you pull out your tool as a stud.
Hey, Lou, remember when Young Ma said she got the 8-inch in the closet?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the part they're talking
about. Yeah. Switch out the loadout, bro. Think about it.
Okay. The restroom. I'm like, you go to the restroom and you pull it out. What?
Oh, no, no. Like,
no, no.
You put the potato on the barrel and you got an automatic 4 inches on there.
Yep.
You could change girth. All kinds of stuff.
I'm wearing gray sweatpants every day if I'm a stud, bro.
Fuck, I don't know, bro. Just stealing something from them.
I have a second answer. I have my own answer. I said women are mean. And I think it's fucked up that girls can be like bitches to each other and also to men. And it's just like, you just got to roll with it. But if I'm rude to somebody, it's like, oh, that dude's an asshole. Like, girls walk around calling each other bitches. If I call a dude, like, hey, shut up, bitch. He ain't going
to that's fine noise. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. I was going to say women get away with warnings more in traffic stops, but I got a warning in my first 7 pullovers, so I can't even
7?
I can't even say that. Yeah. Shit. I didn't get a ticket till my 8th time, bro.
Goddamn.
And I was breaking the law. You know what I'm saying?
They had a running tab on it. Like, hold on, we got this played 7 different times. We got to give him a ticket now.
Mm-mm. Oh, hey, it's just Greg. Let's give him another warning. Bro,
funny thing, like, let me tell you this real quick story before I get to my answer. Back to Earth, and I was barely getting my license. Like, I was on my way to go get my license, and I got stopped. And they're like, oh, you don't have a license or whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm literally on the way to go do that or whatever. I got to drive myself. Like, and they're like, all right, well, you got a ticket because you're not without license. But just go to the judge and to see if you can figure something out. Tell me why after I get my license, I go to the judge. I was like, I got my license now, whatever. Like, it's just, I had to get over there. Bro, she started hitting on me, and I was like, no, we ain't doing all that. And I was like,
what?
The judge, bro, I swear, bro.
Was she fine? Like,
no. A middle-aged woman, bro. And I was like, no, I just need my license. No, she knows my family. She knows my dad's and everything like that. So she's just like, all right, well, I'll let you off with a warning. We ain't going to, like, give you a ticket or whatever. And then she started flirting with me. So I was like, all right, cool. And I walked the fuck out. But anyway, back to my answer. Shit. I would think probably just, yeah, getting out of tickets and stuff like that. That's all I can think of. Because everything else, I don't know.
Drinks at the bar.
That's a good one. But that'd be kind of sketchy though too. At the same time, because
fucking drug me. Hold on.
Yeah, fucking drug me.
Hold on. I do not condone. I do.
There's no excuse. Listen, I've been.
I'm under the influence.
Fucked up, G.
But
that doesn't take away from the fact that I would enjoy a free drink. Like, somebody tell me I'm cute and buy me a drink. Not now, because I'm taken. I'm married happily. But before, buy me a beer and be like, oh yeah, it's from old girl down the bar, and I just look and kind of bat my eyes like, oh, you think I'm pretty?
But I gotta see point A to point B before I get that drink.
Back then I would have not been like that. Point A, and that's all I need to see. Today, yes. I'm like, can I switch it out real quick? This one's a little warm.
This is a little weird.
Then I would have been like, yeah, let me drink that shit off.
I don't know, man. Other than, like I said, the tickets. I remember the first time I got pulled over. It's because of my fucking dad, bro. He sent me, I think I was a senior in high school or some shit. And we were obviously in Brownfield still. And he sent me to Lubbock because he wanted Domino's pizza.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
My family was over there. He's like, hey, I just ordered Domino's. Go pick it up. And I was like, there no Domino's here? He's like, yeah, I ordered from the one in 82nd in Lubbock. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, here's $10 for gas. So I went, and I was like, bro, I got to work in an hour and 15 minutes. He's like, well, you better hurry up and go. So I go.
Shit.
And I'm trying to get back, bro, so I can get to work on time. And I got pulled over right outside of Meadow, bro, for not slowing down. It goes from 75 to 60 there.
Speed trap.
God.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I was zooming, and then she pulled me up. She's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm trying to get these pizzas home. I got to work at 4.
Trying to get home.
30 minutes or less.
This pizza, you don't understand my situation. You've never been in a situation like this.
Hey, bro, you don't understand how hard my dad's hands are. Come on.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, right now.
I got beat every day in first grade. You think I want that shit again?
You want a slice of this pizza? Please let me go.
All right, so I have a question. Back in like school or whatever, what is the time where somebody fucked up in class or something and everyone got punished for it?
I feel like that happens a lot.
Hey, I remember this one time. We're in history class. You remember Coach Hogle, Greg? And they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance and everybody had to stand up. And then Orlando, out of everybody, didn't stand up. And he was like, get up. He's like, no. And we're all standing up with our fucking hearts with our hands on our hearts. And that shit's already over. We're still like standing up. He's like, get the fuck up. And he just starts throwing fucking desks. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm not getting up. And, oh, dude, that shit was scary. I was just like, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I guess be the patriot he is today.
Well, that guy is a super patriot today. Orlando.
Shit.
I don't know. I feel like I was always the one causing people to stay. I wasn't
like a bad kid, bro, but I was a smart ass and a clown. So, you know, it's like, all right, if someone makes one more noise, we're not leaving. And I would, you know, just dumb shit like that.
Dumb shit, yeah.
Yeah. But I never caused any serious mischief because, like we just talked about, I was terrified of my mother. Like, I was not going to go home and get my ass beat. So if they told me to button up, I'm like, hey, listen, they think they got mind control over me. I'm going to shut up right now. But whenever we get on the hall, I won't be talking to you.
It was never me, even though the troublemaker I was in school, it was never me that was like kept everybody in class. It was always just like one of the, like, it was more just the homework thing. The smart kids, because we're all about to dip off, like, all right, bet nobody asked about the homework, nothing like that. Because like half the class didn't do it. But there's always that one guy, oh, miss, you didn't take our papers. Oh, yeah, you didn't. And nobody did it but him. So now everybody got to stay because the motherfucker want to open his mouth and we got to write that shit up. I'm like, bro, if she didn't ask for it, don't say nothing. Just let's just get out of here. Obviously, we didn't do it.
So obviously.
It was just something like stuff like that. It was never just somebody fucked up. It was like, all right, who did that? All right, oh, you know what? I take that back. So it was an English class, and somebody shot a spitwad at the teacher.
Wild.
it hit the fucking the board. Who did that? And I'm now, mind you, everybody's fucking laughing. Half of the class is football players. And I'm trying to keep my composure. I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? And I, all right, nobody's leaving until somebody, whoever confesses or whatever. I said, hey, we got practice in like 10 minutes or so. I don't care. Everybody's staying. So nobody said shit. We just sat there for a good 10 minutes. The coach had to come in and was like, hey, what the fuck's going on in here? And the teacher's like, they did this, 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 and that. We don't have time for this. They had practice. And he took us out. Nobody confessed nothing. Coach just took us out. We had to go to practice.
Sounds like favorite
spitball. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have a story like that, man. Maybe in I remember in fifth grade we had this crazy kid we used to bully, and he used to fucking get the class locked down. I remember he
was going crazy.
He brought a sewing blade, tried to stab me one time.
Hey, yo,
at recess. But that's the only thing I think. I mean, once I got into like middle school and high school, it was just about getting in and out of those classes, you know what I'm saying? So and we were all like in the, you know, like the pre-AP classes and shit, so I think everybody kind of had the mindset of let's get out this bitch as soon as possible. But we did have that kid in fifth grade, and he would spaz the fuck out, especially when we had substitutes.
Hey, Greg, wow. Even you like kind of laughed at him. Like, you were low-key laughing at him, and he just looked at you. What did he tell you?
Oh, yeah, bro. That's when we had a substitute, bro. He was spazzing out. And, they're trying to drag him out of the classroom to go to the office, and I was in the middle of the classroom at my desk, and under my breath, I was like, dog, go to the office. Like, slow, like, quietly as fuck, bro. This motherfucker grabbed the edges of the door, bro, like a fucking horror movie. He was like, I heard that, Greg. And he fucking, they pulled him off the door. I was like, oh, shit.
That motherfucker's still after Greg, bro.
I'm afraid, bro. I'm afraid he's going to kill me one day.
You made on the list immediately after that.
I am on the list for sure, bro. I remember we got in trouble for, like, jumping him. And then I was the last one to get called to the office. Yeah, we jumped him on the way to PE, bro. And
fuck.
I was the last one to get called to the office. And I walk in, and like my boys, there's two of them in the office. And there's one like in the vice principal's office who's getting us in trouble. And I just walk in, bro. I didn't even sit down or nothing. I just walk in. She's like, Greg, so and so saying you kicked him yesterday on the way to gym. I was like, no, I didn't do that. She's like, all right, we'll get back to class. And I just walked out.
I get it.
I didn't kick him. I stomped his ass out.
You didn't ask for details.
I'm proud of it. Nobody snitched on me except him. The other guys like didn't say nothing. So
wow,
Greg's not trying.
I didn't realize Greg was.
Why didn't they try to lie? I just walked in that bitch, cool as a cucumber. Denied, plausible deniability.
How old were you?
I was in fifth grade.
Wow,
whatever age that.
It's like 11. 11, I think.
Well, I was little. I was the youngest one in the. I was second youngest in the class. I was probably 10.
I was young. I didn't know any better. How old were you?
Yeah. 10?
Yeah, I couldn't believe. I can't believe she was like, "All right, we'll get back to class.
We'll see you later."
Say, huh?
Say, have a great day.
Privilege, bro.
It's something.
Greg was lighter than everybody else. All right, here's kind of an it's back to the bathroom, bro. You know, I like bathrooms, right? So, you know, me and my wife, we've been together for damn near 10 years, married 3 or 4, I don't remember.
Shout out Lulu.
One time she walked in on me, right? I was going number two. And the way she walked in on me, I get up, right? After I'm done, I get up.
Oh, okay.
Left hand, left cheek, spread it open, and I get in there to get it all.
Talk about, say that one more time, please.
Yeah, bro.
I stand up, left hand, left cheek, spread, and I get in there. I'm going to make sure there's no shit in my ass. Do y'all do that? Is that weird?
I don't spread.
Yeah, I'm not spreading nothing.
Why, though, bro, bro? Bro, okay. Say you don't spread, then your cheeks are still together, and you wipe, and you're just smearing it.
Why are you clenching so hard when you're wiping?
Right?
No, I my eye's winking, dude. Like, it's open.
In no fucking way. Anyway, what happened after that?
She said I was weird, and I was like, I'm gonna ask my friends this because I don't think it's weird. I'm just trying to get as clean as I can.
This happened before we started recording.
Don't you have a bidet?
Why an hour of a bidet?
Before? No, I don't use that shit, bro. I'm doing it myself.
You rather spread your ass cheeks and use the bidet?
Yeah. Well, I don't like a moist butthole. It's weird.
You like it exposed, but just not moist.
I like it exposed and dry. Okay.
Is there a question? Is that the question? Do we do that?
Yeah, do I do that?
No.
So I'm weird.
Overwhelming no across the board.
Fuck, I guess I am weird.
I understand the premise of it, right? Like, you want to be clean.
Yes.
I'd rather wipe 12 different times than...
Oh, I do. I wipe till I bleed, bro.
He said this other day, too, we're on the game. I'm like, to my bleed. I said, goddamn, bro.
Are you buying good quality toilet paper?
What's going on? Hell yeah, you're Kirkland. Shout out Costco.
That's not good. I need to get you some Charmin Ultra Soft.
Nah, bro, I get like 36 rolls for $30.
Yeah, you need 36 rolls. That's at least 2 days.
Man, so I don't do that.
I like the inclusion of the wet ones in the wiping process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's the way to go. Wet ones.
You know when you sit down, Louis, like, you're spread out.
You have a natural spread, bro.
Not me.
Yeah, like.
Not me. Okay.
I slime everywhere, bro. It's slime.
What do you mean?
I'm never coming back on this podcast.
I haven't had a solid one in like a few years.
You need some fiber.
Yeah, I did.
I try to eat it, but it don't work, bro. I'm telling you,
this podcast may be brought to you by Metamucil.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
You know when they say young slime life? That's me. I slime.
No, I don't Moving think on. That's YSL.
Moving on, bro.
What's the most embarrassing thing a girl has made you do?
Oh, what? Man.
Wait, like in pursuit of her or just like in general?
In general. I mean, I can tell you right now, P makes me for her entertainment. I don't know if y'all have seen The Lorax, but at the very end, there's this dumbass little dance this little boy does where he stands up, puts his hands out like he's making, like he's a tree, and then he just moves his hips subtly from left to right. And she makes me do that. She'll just stop me in the middle of the day. We're just walking around the house. She's like, hey, do the dance.
Is that just the nene?
No, it's not the nene, bro. Like, I put both my hands up.
Oh, both. Okay.
And then I just sway my ass, and I've gotten really good at it.
Mm. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I mean, you ain't got to talk about moving your ass like that. I'm just saying that's what I do.
No, I'm just saying I don't like this at all because we got Lewis talking about spreading his ass. Now you're shaking your ass.
I shake my ass for my wife. He's spreading his ass for his own amusement.
No, it's not about my own amusement. It's to be clean. I'm trying to get clean, bro.
You're pointing in the direction of the AC, huh? So just...
Yeah.
No,
you don't want to see me do that. It's complete opposite.
Oh, shit, man.
Man, I'm trying to think. I don't think, I mean, anything I've ever done embarrassing is for my own, humor. I do it for myself.
See what I mean? You're just proving my point.
I tell you embarrassing shit, but it's not because a girl told me to do it. It's because I told myself to do it.
You know what? That's a good idea.
So, I'm out of this.
I don't know. I really don't know because, yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't have an answer for you, G. I'm trying to think back.
You ain't ever had to do the what is it? You got served dance, Omarion in the rain.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I've never, like, a girl that told me something to do. It just, that was in my mind. I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
Y'all massage.
James red pill. James red pill. Like, fuck, I look like listening to women, bro.
It's real, bro.
No, it's because my mom always told me, it's like, if a girl's, like, trying to make you do something stupid or whatever, that it's not in your best interest. So I always kept it in my mind, just like, hey, go do this and this and that, and I'll give you a kiss. I'm not doing that shit.
You're just alpha, bro.
I'm not even it, bro.
You're alpha as fuck, dude. That's cool.
Man. Nah.
Hey, James did 5 years JROTC.
The fuck out of here, bro.
You connect Kelly or what?
Nah.
You could throw the shit out of a wooden rifle.
Hell no.
Nah. Man, I wish I had something embarrassing that I've done. I can't think of anything, bro. I mean, and I would admit, I don't want listeners to think that I'm ducking the question. I would admit.
Yeah.
I've never done anything.
Oh, yeah, ducking the question. I'm not ducking the question. My ass for my wife, and I can't get a peep.
I'm sorry, bro. If I had something, I would tell you, but I've never done anything like
that. I'm also trying to make it a point not to discuss previous lovers on this pod anymore. So if I did, I can't, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I can't, I don't have a story.
I'm going to rag my brain just to be sure. And, excuse me. I'm going to bring it on the next pod if I come up with something, but
I used to record voicemails to people that called me. It's like, yo, what's up? This is G. If you calling, I'm with my girl. But I mean,
a girl told you to do that?
I think I may have just done it for myself. I don't know.
Hey, you know what that girl's name was? Her name was G.
Jokes. Got some funny guys on the podcast today.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to think about it, G, bro. I'm going to run through my whole dating history tonight.
We can talk about it on 62, but I was going to do it anyway.
I was going to rehash all my old demons.
Yes. Hell yes.
Say, bro, I'm going to write my brain just to be sure I'm not fucking lying.
I got a question. If y'all could put yourselves in as any character in Blood In, Blood Out and change a scene, what would it be? Because I already told Lewis this one time.
And change a scene?
Yeah.
I can go
first if y'all want
me like that. I can go first.
Oh, I was a...
Y'all don't know the movie like that? I don't think I should watch it, bro.
I know the movie like that.
I mean, I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you any scene I want to recreate. All right, y'all go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna recreate the scene where a spider takes over the video, bro. And I'm a spider. And Lulu is Joker. So I can be like... Hey Lulu, that's a fine papacito you got there. But every time I lose.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Let me I'll tell you the one that I'm thinking about. Okay, you're Crucito. And I'm that girl he has in the back of that fuck? Car.
No,
I'm letting you put it in, bro. You're back in here, bro, tonight. Just mine, bro.
God damn, bro.
Fuck. Left hand, left wick.
Spray it. Not where I wanted this to go. Jeez, not where I wanted this to go.
That's not what I was like. Nah, bro. I was going to go with Bonafide. And I'm not going with, what's his name? Buddy, what's his name? Crucito?
No,
I'm not. Miklo. I'm not going with his plan with starting this war and everything because I don't trust him, so I'm not going with the plan, and I'm going to say I'm going with it, but I'm going to just flip the script and betray him before he betrays me, because Bonafide goes out terrible.
I think y'all still lose.
I don't know.
I'm going to put Greg and duck this question because
nah.
If I'm picturing the movie, not shit comes to mind. It's been at least 10 or 12 years since I've watched that bitch.
It's all right. It's on Hulu, bro. Go watch it right now.
You know this Kong got power, sucker?
Damn.
Bro, I watched it way too many times.
Use it real quick, James.
Use it real quick, my fucking big.
You won't.
Look, it even has a fucking the fizz too, bro.
Shit, it does.
Dude. Fire, bro. Ooh, excuse me. All right, well, that didn't go the way I wanted. Let's move on.
It went the way Lewis wanted it.
Exactly.
He was ready for that question. It's like, oh, I hope Greg asks.
Left hand, buddy. I am violated.
All right. I pulled up some Gen Z slang because we had a Gen Zer the other day. So I wanted to see if y'all knew what these fucking words meant. So I have five of them. And I'm going to give them to y'all, and then I want to see what y'all think they are. First one, Sigma.
Sigma?
Yeah.
That suck my balls?
No.
Sigma.
Isn't that like a beta?
No.
Like if you're not an alpha, you're... Oh.
Isn't it that line from Lion King?
That's Simba.
Yeah.
Same shit, bro.
All right. I'm pretty sure Simba was Sigma.
Okay, so it's a person... particularly a man who is perceived as successful, independent, and self-reliant.
Simba.
Simba.
Simba was right. Self-reliant.
I hate that generation, bro.
Next one, Chugi.
Chugi?
Chugi.
Chugi.
That sounds like a Pokemon, bro.
Chugi.
That's a fat person. Say, you Chugi.
Chugi?
Chugi.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Chugi.
No guesses?
Pass.
All right. It's go ahead, Greg, if you have something.
No, go ahead.
Okay, it's classified as a product or a trend, as old, out of date, or cringeworthy.
Damn.
I don't know, man. I think you're making these up. Where'd you get this list from?
I looked it up on the...
Karis.
Karis gave him the list.
What's it called? What the fuck is that dictionary called? Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay, okay.
Bussy.
Oh, Puss? let me answer this one.
Pussy.
I show y'all right now, bro. It's when a boy tucks his ween between his legs and shows it to his friends. It's just bush.
That's not it.
No,
it's not it.
It's not it.
Hold on, can you spell it?
Bussy.
Can you use it in a context, please?
What's the language of origin? Bussy. Oh man, that's. That's whenever you got a bald one down there.
No. Great.
A girl, right? A girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, I thought it was a boy vagina.
Greg's on it. So it's
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, that's what I said, though. That's what I said.
You didn't say that.
You got to tuck it, and it looks like a...
Let me finish. That's slang for a man's anus. But it's like they're bussy, you know what I mean?
I hate this episode. All
right, the huzz.
Huh?
Oh, that's huzz. The hose. I know that one. I know that one in any generation, baby.
Greg got it.
AKA Greg is toxic.
Huzz?
Huzz.
Is that what you said?
The huzz.
Was it H-U-Z?
H-U-Z-Z.
What the fuck they need an extra Z for? Anyway, go on to the next one, man.
All right, last one. Looks maxing.
Looks what?
Maxing? Looks maxing.
Like that means you all dolled up. You dressed to the nines.
Okay.
Looks yeah, maxing. You
that looks maxing. That sounds like somebody's rich dad.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah, that's just something like something chill, something cool.
Don't tell me anything.
No.
Okay, yeah. It's an attempt to maximize your physical attractiveness. Like Greg, Greg G, you're pretty much on it. Like just make yourself look decent. Okay. You know what I mean?
Look at me. I'm with the Utes.
The Utes. So what is yeah. that?
I'm hip.
One out of five? Two out of five? No, two out of five.
What do you mean?
You got the huzz. G got the looks max.
I got the bussy too, dude. What you
mean? I got the bussy.
Hold on.
You get the bussy.
I got the bussy, bro.
Man, Greg's
that did not
yo,
be good.
He's
He got the bus down.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Which, I mean, that's, I think this is a great segue. All right, so I'm going to ask each of you to consider the other three. So we're going to start with James. If the three of us were girls, which one of us would you kiss?
What is going on this episode? No, fuck me.
Ask me first.
No, I'm asking James first. If I'm a girl, if Greg's a girl, if Lewis is a girl, which one of us you kissing, my boy?
Bro, what the fuck is this question?
Answer the
bro?
Question. We the huz. Which one of
we
us?
We the huz. We the huz. All right, I'll kiss NG.
Fuck yeah. Greg.
You don't want his pussy?
I don't want the pussy, bro.
James is a girl. I'm a girl. Lewis is a girl. Who you kissing, Greg?
Not Lewis, dude.
You're a hoe, bro.
I'm a lesbian if I'm a girl.
Okay, well, I'm a stud then.
Yo. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't really want, I don't know, man.
Come on.
I'm going to go with the, I'll pick James and then I'm going to sue for,
fuck.
For,
all right, Lewis, you're up.
He's so much older than us.
Okay. You know, I'm mouthing Greg.
Fuck.
Yeah. You see your face, Greg? Come on.
Yeah, you have to be a girl. I think he's mouthing him anyway.
No, I'm just kidding. I'd probably kiss James.
Hey, are you serious?
Yeah, G, you're too aggressive.
What? You don't know me like that to be calling me aggressive?
Too aggressive.
Fuck hey, bro, me. Beat your ass right now.
I heard the hot shit you were talking the other day on the pod, bro, and I was like, goddamn, I was all mad.
I was talking shit on the pod last episode. If you haven't listened, episode 60 is a good one. Y'all gonna ask me?
Who would you kiss?
I'm definitely kissing Greg.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's that song? Kiss me.
All
right. Be playing.
Cancel that.
Right.
It's gonna be romantic as hell.
Can y'all cut this part out of the episode? God damn,
dude. This is definitely making the final cut.
Song of the week.
Song of the week. This episode is brought to you by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas 877-5 Dallas. He sponsors the drunk ones too, folks. Sorry.
Dang. Well, hey, my song of the week is I Want to Learn, Baby. I got my JBL right here, bro. Again, by Fetty Wap. Right? It's Fetty Wap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I've been listening to it all week.
That is a really good song.
I unfortunately listened to part of Playboi Carti's new album. And as I was skipping through, I noticed he had a song by, or had a song with The Weeknd. So, Rather Lie by Playboi Carti and The Weeknd is my song for this week.
Was that the only one you liked on the album? I didn't listen to it. I'm not a Cardi fan.
That's the only one. I made it that far, and then we got to Dim It, so then I stopped playing it. But, I mean, it had The Weeknd in it and very little Playboi Carti, so I was fucking with it. Everything before then was ass.
I mean, yeah. Like I said, I like Magnolia, but I'm not going to go listen to a Cardi album.
Nah.
People were saying, like, it's album of the year, but I listened to parts of it. This shit's ass.
She got 30 songs.
Yeah.
30 songs?
Yeah, bro.
34. It's an hour and 29 minutes.
That's a 1999 CD, bro.
Hey, man, tripping, bro. My song of the week is Mutt by Leon Bridges. Leon Thomas, my fault, not Bridges.
It's a good one. I like that song.
I'm going to go with Death by Avenged Sevenfold.
Goddamn.
Greg's in the mood.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. I hope that's exactly what Dying's like.
Can you sing it?
No.
I thought I was going to sing that shit, bro.
Can you sing it?
It's pretty good. It doesn't sound like Avenged Sevenfold. It sounds like it's real like Frank Sinatra type vibes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, their last album is weird, bro. It's like all over the place genre-wise.
So, let me tell this story real quick. Greg's a fan of the Screamo shit. One time he took me to this concert asking Alexandria. He drove. It was fun. I almost died. I lost my glasses, but luckily he picked them up.
That's a
cool and then on the way home, we were in that long road between Lubbock and Brownfoot, right? You know, that's just long road, straight road. I was looking out the window And I was like, dang, dude, I don't want to fall asleep. I'm trying to be a good co-pilot. And I'm like falling asleep. And then I look forward, and then we're like in the middle of the road. And I'm like, dang, I guess he's going to switch lanes. And I look back, and then I look again. We're still in the middle of the road. And I look at Greg. This motherfucker's asleep, bro. Sleep. And this brings me to, when y'all are sleepy on the road, how do y'all keep yourselves awake?
I pinch myself.
I roll down the windows. And I get the air going from the outside and stuff. And if I have to, I'll like stop just to get out, stretch my legs for a second, and then get back in and dip off, just to be sure like I'm cool, so I don't fucking, you know, fall asleep like asleep and, you know, go end up in a ditch or anything. But if I know beforehand, if I'm like I'm gonna be tired before driving, I'll grab an energy drink or something and shotgun that bitch, and we wire it all the way home.
If it's really, really cold, I'll roll the window down and let that cold air try to wake me up. I don't know, dude. I'd be almost falling asleep all the time, bro. It's really dangerous, honestly, the way I'd be driving sometimes. Energy drinks also, if I'm aware in advance, but shit, man, sometimes it's just, it's amazing that I get home sometimes is all I'm saying.
Shit.
How do you keep yourself up, Blues?
I pull my nose hairs out.
Oh, my God. Damn.
That would work for sure, actually. That would wake me the fuck up.
My eyes started watering.
And I find the thickest nose hairs, and I just like, ugh. And Lulu watches me do that. She's like, are you sleepy? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you fucking drive?
But it helps. It works, bro.
Nah, that wake my ass up, too.
Hey, that's God. My eyes start watering.
I'd rather wreck on the cool than pull my nose hair out.
Really? Nah, bro. Like, I think pulling the
just drive off.
did you say yours? Or no?
Yeah, I said I pinch myself, bro. Like, I get the carne like on the inside of my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pinch the shit out of it, like the inside of my bicep. The smallest piece of skin you can grab.
That's what I go for.
Do you ever bruise yourself?
If I do, I never see it. But like I'll bite my tongue, and P's probably hearing this thinking, oh my God, how many times?
All the time.
But
I wanna go back to Lewis mentioned in that store where I fell asleep on the road. That's a true story. I did. I was out like a light, boy. We went to the concert and we went to IHOP, bro. And it was like a school night, bro. My dad was pissed when I got home at 1 a.m. Anyway, Lewis lost his glasses, bro. It was Asking Alexander concert, and they're still heavy, like heavy as fuck, boy. Now they're like butt rock, dad rock. But anyway, they're like, let's line up to the side and get the wall of death going. So, you know, we all got to the side, fucking center of the floor is empty. And then we all just crashed into each other, and I'm getting like bounced around, and I see a pair of glasses on the floor. I'm not like near Lewis or nothing, but I see glasses on the floor, and just being a good Samaritan, I scoop them up, and then I'm still like, I stand back up, and then I'm pushing and pushing, and then someone flies into me, and it's Lewis, so I catch him, and he don't have no glasses on. I'm like, are these your glasses?
I'm like, what are the fucking odds? Shout out to Greg for getting my fucking glasses, bro.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Lewis, have you ever told me why you don't wear contacts?
Yeah, no, but I'll tell you right now. I've never been able to put contacts in. Every time the contact is near my eye, I just shut it. Even the optometrist was like, all right, bro, we're going to do it. Right? He had his little tools. He fucking
spread it open.
Spread my eye open. And then he was like,
you can spread your asshole open every time you shit, but you can't put a contact in.
I don't gotta wipe my eye, bro. All
right.
So like, right, he has it open, and then he's putting, mm-hmm. he's about to get near my eye, and it shuts. My eye shuts up.
Strong ass eyelid. I used to wear colored contacts back in the day, just for fun.
Just for fun. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I bought like hazel and blue. Imagine my ass. 11, 12 years old with fucking green eyes.
I would have kissed you then, bro.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Easy for me. I put it in the corner of my eye right here and just keep blinking until that shit lines up.
Wait. So where did you get these contacts at?
There was a little Asian mart down the street from where I used to stay.
Mm.
And they sold non-prescription contact lenses, and everybody had them, bro. That was the thing. Like, people had the all white ones where you just had a black dot in your eye.
Yeah. I've seen those. They had them like when I was in high school and stuff, and I'm just like, what the fuck are y'all getting these contacts from, bro?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I don't want them. I just want to know where the fuck y'all getting them. Like, that's
the Chronicles of Riddick ones, but
from the mall, bro.
That makes sense too. I forgot about
We used to be able to get them shits at the mall, just like grills. Them shits.
Did you get them at Spencer's probably? Or what?
I never bought
a Hot Topic.
It's probably one of them people that have a little booth in the middle of the walkway. I don't think you're making enough money selling contacts to own a storefront in the mall. I'm looking, but I don't know what your market's like.
It's a cover. It's another money laundering scheme.
It was like fake gold chains, people trying to clean my shoes, contact lenses.
Contact lenses. All right. What year in time would you grab a person and bring them to 2025? And what would you show them from this year we're in?
So you said pick a specific year.
Just some random person from whatever year and time. Ooh. Bring them to 2025 and show them something, whatever you want to show them.
I'm bringing Genghis Khan, and I'm taking them to a hibachi grill. And I'm telling them, watch this.
Watch this.
Oh, Greg, you missed the volcano, bro.
Holy shit.
Well, if you're listening at this point, thank you.
Oh my goodness.
He made the egg from you.
Look at this shit, bro.
Intrusive thought.
No, bro. Okay, bro. They do that shit. Okay.
James, bleep all of that.
No, don't. I went to El Salvador and they do that shit there too, bro. It's not racist, bro.
It's not racist.
Yeah, he was just being El Salvadorian right there, dude.
God damn, bro.
Shit, it's 2025. You can pick somebody off the street now, but I would love to go back to what time frame is WandaVision supposed to be based off of? Just, you know, those old-timey white people where the man had a comb over and a suit and tie to work every day. I want to take one of those white men that believes that only whites should be with whites and browns should be with browns, and I want to show them a porn video of a white woman getting taken by 10 black men.
That forearm, bro.
So that is not God's will. And then it's just pound town.
What is this episode, bro?
Piss everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be an insane episode. James, what do you got for us?
Oh my gosh, bro. I was thinking somebody from like the 1960s or something. Bring them to 2025 and just show them like some fucking amazing shit, like a fucking air fryer or something. Some bullshit. You're going off the deep end.
Yeah.
I misunderstood the assignment. Blame it on the alcohol.
Shit. Well, mine's boring, man. I was going to say, I'd be something from the
an air fryer. Like, that's funny, James. That's a real funny. I would show him an easy bake oven.
Something fucking just like, y'all, look at this shit. Look at the shit I can do. How do you cook it? Beep, beep. Let it go.
Where's the crispy? Oh, I was going to say like AI. Hey, you think your job's important? Psych. This motherfucker can do it in like 3 seconds.
He's doing your job right now.
You're fired.
Imagine bringing like an accountant from like the 50s and taking it to my job.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, we have this thing.
Welcome to my life.
I would bring back
all kinds of shit. What is this? A computer?
I would want to bring. I'd also like a second place. I'd also want to bring back Jimi Hendrix and show him the weed we got now. Because I bet you that security smoking back then wasn't anything like what we got now.
I have a second answer too. I want to go back to whenever only white men played football, and bring Fran Tarkenton back and show him Lamar Jackson highlight.
What is going on?
Or Tavon Austin highlights. It's like,
turn it off. Man. It'd be like, turn it off right now.
Put him in the Oklahoma drill against
were won by a black man. Look at it. Look at it.
You hear me?
Black players.
I said, put him in an Oklahoma drill with Lamar and watch his ACL get to both his ACLs.
I want you. I'm going to bring back Dick Butkus and have him try to tackle like Derrick Henry.
Oh my goodness, bro. Oh shit.
Nice.
Yeah, so something like that just to like blow their mind.
Lewis, did you say you had one more question first?
Yeah, but I forgot it.
You don't have these written down?
No, this one was in my mind, but I forgot it already.
Oh my god. These are the problems with these boozy episodes.
That's not writing everything down.
Lewis doesn't have one. Do y'all have anything else?
I was gonna tell y'all that Elon sold X
to his own company.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say to his AI company.
He sold X to Grok. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I love Grok. He's funny. He's just shit out of Grok, bro. At my job every day.
He's IT.
I use Grok to write my emails, bro.
Why don't you just use ChatGPT?
It's not a smart.
That's why I'm glad I'm in finance, bro. You guys should see my emails. They're like 8 words.
What up, though?
Good morning.
This looks good.
Revenue is down. Revenue is down. Thanks.
See you later.
That's it.
I email back and forth with students, so I feel like my shit's Encyclopedia Brown, you know. I'll be writing these well-worded emails, and then my students are... Okay then.
Do they piss you off, G? Like your student work?
I don't have any student workers. I mean, I just the students that I'm working with are my students, and they're 18 to 20 year old. So yeah, they piss me off.
Oh yeah.
So it's Sunday at 11:30, and my assignment closes at Sunday at midnight. And they email me, I wasn't able to do it. So listen, I got a baby screaming at me. I got all kinds of bullshit on my plate. And you expect me to respond to your emails on Monday? I'm like, hey, listen, it's going to be a zero, bro. Let's keep it pushing, though.
I got a podcast to record. Y'all got me out here reading emails.
Exactly. I got a big podcast, and you want me to worry about you? Nah, fuck out here.
Okay, I found my other question before we close out. So would you rather be lost at sea, trapped on an island, or lost in a desert?
Have we done this before?
I don't think we've done this.
Maybe not this specific combo.
Nah.
Shit, I got one more after that then. Reminded me of something. Oh, that's tough, bro.
It's not tough.
It is tough. Lost
put me on an island.
Okay, island? Yeah. Put you on an island. Okay, well, what's on the island? Komodo dragons? You're dead.
Then, I'm not. It's just an island, bro. I'm not going to give you specifics.
It's an island. It's a sand island. You're dead.
I'm taking the island. He didn't specify. You don't get to make the rules. Give me the island.
I didn't specify anything. Just whatever you want to pick.
Yeah, I'm taking the island too, and I'm building a resort by hand.
If I'm on a boat, put me out at sea. I get somewhere eventually.
How else are you going to be out at sea?
Hey, he'll get somewhere eventually, bro. If Columbus can get wherever the fuck he was trying to... He didn't even get to where he was trying
to... Yeah, he wasn't even trying to... I was like, he didn't even get where he's going.
I remember my question.
That's your question.
No.
And then we'll come back. We'll circle around.
No, I'm not going to ask it. Okay, but segue into that, right? There was this this show called People of the Ice or some shit like that. It was a group of – what is that fucking – it's not football.
Rugby?
Rugby?
Rugby, yeah. They were flying over Argentina, and they crashed into the
they got trapped out in the snow? Yeah. And snow and everything? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who would y'all eat first? In this group, alive or dead?
I mean, you first, bro.
Damn,
that's side? Tainted meat.
Which side? Which side?
What do you mean, what side?
Eat her head or butt.
Still have ribs and shit and arms. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, bro, you gotta eat like a snake.
Lewis is tainted. James is probably too lean because he's been marathon training this shit. Yeah. So. Give me Greg.
Yeah, I was gonna say, y'all can kill me and eat me, bro. I don't
want to. I don't live out there, bro.
And I'm still alive. Like that's just a punishment from the gods at that point. Like, kill me, bro, as soon as possible.
Kill me.
I'm gonna eat the fuck out of G, bro, just because he pisses me off. I'm gonna fucking munch on all your fucking bones, bro. I'm gonna get the meat all off of your shit.
That's fine. Hey,
and I'm gonna be like, this is for you saying shit about Dak Prescott.
Oh my goodness, bro. I was gonna bring that up too. I don't know if you listened to 60 or not, but she was on your team's ass. I don't know how you felt about that.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you right now. I can't name two people off of G's team right now. So he's definitely well known on my team, and I like that. We'll see how next season goes, right?
Out of the Cowboys and the Jets, which one of those teams won a Super Bowl last season? Or the season before that? Or the season before that? Or the season? I can keep doing this until like the 90s.
Yeah, 95. Who won it in
95? 95? 30 years ago.
Yeah, who won it in 95? When was the last time y'all won, bro?
1961.
Oh, damn. I think I was like negative 80 years old at that time, bro.
That's the thing with these fucking Cowboys.
No, bro, fuck that cat. No. They want to be
on the 95. There's rumors about Dak getting traded to Cleveland, and they think they're going to win the Super Bowl every goddamn year.
Buddy, nobody's trading Dak Prescott because he's a fucking god, okay? Did you not see him? He's slim.
Hey, if he was a god, why his foot go crooked a couple years back?
Damn.
Remember when you got Aaron Rodgers and you were like, yeah. 3 seconds later, your season's over.
And that year, did the Cowboys win the Super Bowl like the Jets didn't?
We were better than y'all.
Okay, so that's what it
beat
is.
Y'all. I remember I was in London and I beat
you. Close it up.
The Cowboys want to be better than the worst team in the league.
Okay. Buddy, you said y'all was the best team that year. And, y'all were fucking great, right?
Because they got all those guys. Tore his Achilles.
But y'all still had the
5 minutes into the game.
But y'all still
close it out, win G. It.
Y'all still had the people to win it, buddy, right?
This has been episode 61, which is how many years it's been since the Cowboys have been relevant.
65.
If you're downloading the podcast, please continue to do so. We love and appreciate the support. Like, follow, download, share, all that good stuff. The Instagram at @BrewsAndBanter_pod. My boy James and Greg be cooking up some heat over there, so y'all go check it out. James, Greg, what do y'all got?
Anime Corner Pod. I have an episode coming out. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but it'll be there.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Lewis, what do you got to say to the people before we get out of here?
I love y'all so much. Thanks for having me be back on. And wipe till you bleed.
That's been 61. It's been a lot of beers and fun. See y'all next time.
Peace.
Later.